TexasScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambi Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
A 5-point second half for Bodkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left. Goes to the rim. Great feed. Carter Kleiman got it for two. 36-34. Bodkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Bodkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Bodkins up one. Bodkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Bodkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly from 30. It's good! It's good! Bodkins up two. Bodkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in! Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Bodkins up four. Bodkins up four. 44-40. 7:4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Marin Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jaden Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eilerman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left, Soldis. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Soldis, head fake, back to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie here at the Habitat of the Cat, the home of the Tigers here in Jackson Center. And the orange and black play host to the Anna Rockets tonight in boys high school basketball. Last game we covered, Chuck, was 1 week ago on December 23rd, 2 days before Christmas. Here we are on the 30th, 2 days before New Year's. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McVie. We're finishing up our JV game, final 13 seconds. Jackson Center is going to win it by maybe as many as 10. It's 39-29 as the clock runs down. Anna hits a long three, long three-pointer by the Anna Junior Varsity with 3 seconds to go in the fourth and final quarter. Jackson Center's lead is 39-32 with two ticks left on the clock. Should be a very good varsity game here tonight. Anna 5-4, Jackson Center 5-3. Chuck, you've got to go back quite a few years to find 7 losses between these two programs before the end of the calendar year.
Yeah, I mean, Jackson playing without Reichert. They're learning how to play without him, and they're getting better and better. Both these teams beat Rushi the last time out.
Right.
Jackson Center at Rushi, and then Rushi at Anna. And both teams beat what is probably considered the second-best team in the league.
Yeah.
So I think it's Botkins, and then I think there's 4 or 5 teams that have the ability to beat you on any night.
Well, Botkins is 5-0 atop the league standings. Fort Loramie 4-2. Anna, Jackson Center, Rushi all 3-2. Fairlawn 1-5. Houston 0-6. Yep. These two clubs playing tonight did knock off Rushi in their last outings. Each, oddly enough, has lost to both Botkins and Fort Loramie. Redskins have played 6 games thus far, have a half-game lead over these two clubs going head-to-head here tonight. Each club kind of finding its way. Anna graduated the likes of Masteller and Kovacs and Robinson. Probably 35, 40 points right there easily.
Yeah, yeah.
McCain Fickenbein is back. McCain has got to use his passing skills to set up his teammates who can shoot, and that's what happened in Anna's win over Rushi.
Yeah, he did such a good job. I mean, Rushi had a good plan to stop him, and he did such a good job of finding the kids that were open. And then they did a good job of knocking down the shots. But you can find them open all day long. If they don't make the shots, it doesn't matter.
Right.
But I thought Finkenbein was just played within himself and then scored 15 points in the fourth quarter.
In that game we covered, Rushi led Anna at 1.43-32 late in the third quarter. Anna finished on a 29-9 run to knock off the Rushi Raiders.
You're okay.
In a game prior to that, at Jackson Center was victorious over Rushi at the Raiders gym. Final tally was 48-47, obviously much closer than the Anna-Rushi tilt. Jackson Center built a 16-7 lead at the end of the opening quarter. Rushi came back strong, outscored Jackson Center 18-6 in the second to go up 25-22. In a game of runs, Jackson Center outscored the Raiders 17-10 in the third to go up a 3 heading into the fourth. Camden Reese scored 16 to pace Jackson Center. Carson Reguland 14. Jace Mullenauer pumped in 10. Hayden Quinter 15. Zane Chappie 12 for Rushi. Rushi started strong against both Anna and Jackson Center. Didn't finish good enough to win either one of those games. You're right, Chuck. I think the scrap for second is a wide open toss-up in the Shelby County Athletic League.
Well, and each one of those teams truly has the ability to beat Botkins if they catch Botkins on a night where they're not,
yep,
you know, they're a little looking ahead. And each one of these teams that we're talking about has players that, you got McCain Finkenbein, you got the ability to beat anybody.
Zach Ambus was the beneficiary of 4 or 5 great assists from Finkenbein in that game.
And Zach drained 17 for Anna in the victory over Rushi. Hayden Yulskamp pumped home 10, Finkenbein 17, about 9 points below his per game average, but it did not make any difference. What's the saying, Chuck? The sum of the individual parts is greater than what, the whole?
Sure.
Something like that?
If that's a math question, I slept through it. He did such a nice job of distributing and not, he could have forced shots. The kid averages 26 points a game.
Right.
He could have come down, found ways to get the ball up to the rim, but he played a team basketball game and I was absolutely impressed.
And Jackson Center, playing without Aiden Reichert, is doing a better and better job in each and every game. Scored 53 points in what a couple years ago would have been considered a very high scoring game for Jackson Center. 53 in a recent setback to New Bremen, led by as many as 8 or 9 in the third quarter of that game. So Jackson Center can beat anyone on a given night. So can Anna. That's all there is to it. We've seen it. Although these two teams are 5-3 and 5-4, Jackson Center and Anna respectively. But I tell you what, they are dangerous. They both may wind up losing 7 or 8, win 15. But late in the year in the tournament, would not want to play either one of them.
Well, Anna, some of their kids like Ambus and Yulskamp coming back from football, and Albers, we didn't talk about Albers. He had the best game I've ever seen the young man play last week against Rushi. And then Rushi on the other side, Jackson Center, they don't play football, but they lost the player of the year. They lost a first-team All-State basketball player, and I don't care how good you are, you have got to learn to be your role in the team now, and Regula has stepped up. I think he can be a really good basketball player for them, and they've got Kellen Reichert back from injury. Watched him play as a JV last year. Very impressed with his shooting. And then you got Reese. Reese is playing really well for him right now.
Bottom line, both of these teams, Anna and Jackson Center, have had to adapt and adjust after losing big scores
right
from 1 year ago.
And hey, that's high school basketball. That's just how it works.
Yep. We'll take a 1 minute radio station break in about a minute or so. I just want to let our board operator at WMBR 105.5 TAM FM know a radio station break upcoming in a minute. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, the key building components are very similar for each team. Share the glory. If somebody gets 15 or 16, is not used to getting points in the teens, that's a good thing, because these two clubs are going to benefit from balance. That is for sure. As we said, Anna in its win over Rushi, 3 players in double figures. Jackson Center very consistently over the last 3 or 4 games has fashioned 3 in double figures. Not always the same 3, but it's been as many as 3. So recent games for these two tubs, for these two teams bode very well here tonight. Key building components, balance, balance, balance. Remember, the finest building components from the Francis Schulze Company can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. A 1 minute radio station break upcoming. It's Jackson Center and Anna here at the Habitat of the Cat tonight in Jackson Center. Very good Shelby County Athletic League boys basketball on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes. We build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster, and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today, or to sell or build your new home, call us at 419-628-3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Jackson Center. Starting lineups, opening tip. Anna on the road at Jackson Center, upcoming here very shortly. A programming reminder for you tomorrow here on scoresbroadcast.com. We've got the Botkins Marion Local Division 4 boys basketball game. Tip off around 1:30 or so. That's an approximate time. Freshmen play at 11. Might be as late as 1:45, could be as early as 1:15. Plan on joining us by 1 o'clock tomorrow for that SCAL MAC showdown between Botkins and Marion Local. Marion Local, quite the size, Chuck. 6'8", 6'7", couple 6'4s, couple 6'3s. Of course, Botkins goes 6'6", 6'5", 6'4 in the starting lineup, 6'5", and 6'3 off the bench. Two clubs in Division Four colliding, about as big two Division Four teams you could ever find on the court at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, that is a lot of size for a Division Four. I haven't seen Marion. I know I recognize some names. They all played football. But watching Botkins play, they had a real challenge last Sunday against Shawnee.
Yep.
And that was a really good basketball game, and they got another test. I mean, I like the way they're going out and challenging to be ready when the tournament comes around.
Interesting development posted this week by the Ohio High School Athletic Association on its website. It has been announced where district champs go in all four divisions of boys and girls high school basketball. And in this part of the state, the MAC, boys and girls, will feed into regionals in Northwest Ohio. And neither boys nor girls will there be the potential for a MAC team to drop down to the Southwest Regional. That's the way it's been for the better part of the previous decade, although it was changed up a little bit here just 2 years ago. Minster girls played in the Northwest region and would have collided with Fort Loramie in March of 2020 in the state championship. Of course, the health crisis brought a stop to that, but back to the old format, or I should say, back to the format that we've seen here very recently, with the MAC staying north and not feeding into Vandalia for girls or Kettering, which is the boys' site once again this March for the regional in D4.
Well, you got to look at probably Newark Catholic. I mean, they've got, I forget his name, played quarterback with one of the best guards that I saw last year,
Cole Cantor.
There you go. And he's leading them. He's back. With any talent at all around him, they will be a tough out to get to Vandalia.
Right.
But I think that the teams at Vandalia, the other ones are going to be better.
Yeah, what you're alluding to is the fact that the fourth team in the Southwest Regional in both D4 boys and girls will come from the Central Ohio District.
Right.
And not from Wapakoneta or the Northwest District.
I would rather play Newark Catholic than New Bremen.
I I think everybody in the Shelby County Athletic League would agree with you. And so many thanks tonight to our great underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Your Amazing Glass Connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, South of Anna, your number one insurance agency in the region again, Clancy's Restaurant, Wapak Avenue in Sydney, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Locale Equipment in Jackson Center. A Scores founding partner. Could not have gotten off the ground back in 2006 without the help from Locale. Thanks to Locale for tremendous assistance in 2006. Otherwise, there simply would not be a scoresbroadcast.com. Frisch is in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank and Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, SECURCOM, online, SecureCom.com, the pros in protection, the Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around, our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. New underwriting sponsors include the cell phone shop, Harshman Road in the Harshman Plaza in North Dayton. That's an extension of Needmore Road. Great service, outstanding technicians. They'll repair water damage for you. Mention scoresbroadcast.com and receive 15% off. Thanks to the Family Resource Center, based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victorishealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. And Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster, we help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. That's Wygant, 419-628-3107. Starting lineups, opening tip, upcoming in a moment. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee at the Habitat of the Cat in Jackson Center. The Tigers host the Rockets on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282, 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets. One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGill-Tangeman.fh.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookin's Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookin's family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookin's. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Unprecedented. That's a word you're hearing a lot of right now. Unprecedented change, unprecedented times. But do you know what else is unprecedented? The number of teens right here in Shelby County that are struggling with substance abuse. But the good news is that there's also an unprecedented amount of help available. Family Resource Center in Sydney provides professional help for families and individuals struggling with life's challenges. We know that prevention works, treatment is effective, and people recover. To learn more about the local mental health services available to you right here in Shelby County, visit FRCOhio.org.
Well, all time, this rivalry is 124-80. 124 wins for Anna, 80 for Jackson Center. Games are usually very well played, intensely contested. 2-3 possessions, more often than not, decided. Home court really doesn't make a whole lot of advantage. I think the last 10 times Anna's played here, Chuck, at Jackson Center, the Rockets have won 4 of the 10.
Yeah, well, yeah, home court advantage in this league because everybody travels so well. You're not going to have a huge home crowd and a little teeny visiting crowd. Everybody's going to have a lot of support.
Yep, let's take a look at our starting lineup. Jackson Center in the home white, black numbers outlined in orange. Orange and black piping down the sides of the shorts for Anna. Green from top to bottom. Big, bold, white Anna, A-double-N-A across the front. White numerals in the back. For Jackson Center, Lucas Hartle, 5'10", a sophomore. Nolan Fark, 6'2", a junior. Karsten Regula, team's leading scorer, 6'1", a senior, 12.5 points a game. Jace Mullenauer, 5'10", a junior. And Camden Reese, 6'3", a junior. Aiden Reichert, who graduated last year as a brother, Kellen Reichert, who's a junior, was injured, hadn't played for a while, has been in the last three games, and scored 10 points. He'll come in off the bench. Opening shot to start the game after Anna won the tip. It's taken by Ambus of the Rockets. No good off the back iron. Rebound Jackson Center. Quickly down the floor come the Tigers in the paint area. Nolan Fark, fadeaway shot, missed it. Off the back iron. Long rebound to Camden Reese for Jackson Center. Defensively for Anna, Zach Ambus, Bryce Cobb at guard. Here's a drive to the rim. Karsten Regula got to the rack, left it short. Long rebound, Mullenauer, drive, and a score.
Boy, what effort that time by Regula to get that rebound.
That was, what, a three-shot possession?
Yeah.
Anna's got to do a better job on the defensive board. That's all there is to it. Here is Ambus in the left corner. Bounce pass down low on the left to Hayden Yulskamp. It's intercepted by Jackson Center. Zach Ambus, Bryce Cobb. McCain Finkenbein, 6'1 senior, 25.5 a game. Hayden Yulskamp, 6'1 junior. Grant Albers, 6'4 senior. On the floor for Anna. They join Ambus and Cobb out front. Two seniors, 5'11, 6 feet tall, respectively. 2-0 Jackson Center. We played a minute 20. Anna, a sluggy start, but really too soon to make any judgments. Here's Jackson Center firing it inbounds. Uh-oh, what a spurt by Finkenbein. He steals and bolts the other way for the layup. That'll fire the Rockets up.
Well, they didn't set the screens on the inbound pass. Coach Elkert not very happy about that.
Nope. Game tied at 2. Here's Camden Reese for Jackson Center. Outside the arc on the left are Regula. Yulskamp on him. Good matchup. Keep an eye on that one. Regula darts into the lane. Spins around. Fadeaway shot. 15-footer. It rattles in. Boy, he's tough.
Yeah, he's a good shooter.
Karsten Regula has some superb one-on-one moves. He's tricky. Well, you can tell he'd be mighty good in the backyard against you.
Anybody would.
5:55 to go here in the first quarter. 4-2 Jackson Center. Yulskamp to Ambus. Ambus 25 feet away. Outside the arc on the right to Bryce Cobb. Here's Finkenbein, step back triple. Way short, barely caught iron. Long rebound to Albers. Oh, good dish to Yulescamp for the lay-in. Assist Albers.
Yeah, as he said, the last game was the best game I've ever seen him play.
We're tied at four. Here's Mullenauer, baseline left, overshoots a 15-footer for the Tigers. Finkenbein rips it down. He storms ahead. Thought about splitting two defenders. Outstanding defense applied by Nolan Fark of Jackson Center. Finkenbein gave it up, got it back. Swings at the heels camp. High left, it goes to Bryce Cobb. Straight away, Ambus. Here's Camden Reese out on Albers. Not checking him tightly, though. Ball reversed to Ambus, 25 feet away. Bryce Cobb, Hillscamp. Hillscamp behind the arc. All of this going on out on the periphery behind the three-point line. Anna playing pitch and catch, 4:44 to go here in the first quarter. We're tied at four. Finkenbein looks for a cutter. Can't deal it to Cobb. Finkenbein 30 feet out. Checked tightly by Fark, then he threw it away. Jackson Center on the pick. Up the floor, Mullenauer. Mullenauer gave it up. Ball thrown into the top of the circle to Carson Regula. He's got number five on his back. Into the right corner, Lucas Hartle. Jump shot, 16-footer. Bingo! Lucas Hartle, very good-looking 10th grader for the Tigers. Is the scoreboard correct, Chuck?
6-4.
There it goes. 6-4. It was a little late in ringing up that field goal by Hartle of the Tigers, who lead up at 2. 3:55 left, opening period. Finkenbein 25 feet away, swings it on top to Ambus. Albers comes out to get it. Finkenbein slices through the Jackson Center defense, but the Rockets can't throw it to him. Ambus 30 feet away. Head coach Nate Barhorst up off the bench. Head coach Scott Elkert for Jackson Center was a moment ago. He sits. Here's Cobb with 3.5 left. Good hedge out high to Camden Reese. Left corner, Hillscamp. Back to Cobb. Hillscamp in the corner, goes into the paint to Albers, on the arc to Finkenbein. Anna being stymied. Finkenbein settles for the three ball. Bullseye! Woo!
I don't think he ever settles for a three ball. I think he finds a way to get a three ball to the rim.
You're right on. 3:04 to go. First quarter, 7-6 Anna, which comes away with the intercept. Jackson Center got in a little too much of a hurry. The shoe's on the other foot so far in this game. Chuck, Jackson Center wants to push it a little more than Anna does.
Yeah, I think they do.
Yeah. 2:45 to go. Anna ball. Up a point. Here is Finkenbein. Bounce pass down low on the right to Ambus. He got a shove. Missed it. No good. Anna crowd is furious. So is head coach Nate Barhorst. 1-point lead, Anna. Here's a foul line fadeaway. Jump shot in Nolan Fark. Wow.
The four kids that have scored a basket now for Jackson.
And that's what we preached in the pregame. Jackson Center prides itself in balance. Over the last two, three ball games, they've had four young men drill threes, and four or five different players, I think as many as five, have gotten into doubles. Here's Albers down low, pivots, almost walked, flipped it up one-handed from 7 feet, no good off the backboard, rebound Jackson Center, which leads by 1-8-7. Minute 53 to go first quarter. Here's Hartle. Hands off to a teammate, baseline drive, cluster of players below the rim. Camden Reese was tripped. Not in the act of shooting, ball out to the Tigers below the basket. Two fouls on Albers.
He's going to have to sit.
Yep. Maybe much of the rest of this first half.
I thought the first call on him was real ticky-tack. That was a foul.
Yeah. Hartle inbounds, baseline left, it's Reese. Reese motors below the rim, goes to the opposite corner to a teammate. It's Bryson Roberts, a 5'11 junior, in off the bench. He jacked it up, no good. Rebound, Anna.
Yeah, I never liked when a kid got into the game on his first touch, shot the basketball.
That's a good point. A fine observation. 90 seconds to go. First quarter of play, 8-7 Jackson Center. Finkenbein looks for the cutter. And it's dealt on the play, down low on the left. Drew Dosik is in now, couldn't shoot. The little man, Dosik, the 5'11 junior, got out of the woods below the basket, fed it on the arc to Finkenbein. Long 30-footer, hit the rim, backboard no good. Fine box out by Hartle. Here comes Jackson center. Camden Reese dives into the lane. Hits Robert straight away, back to Reese. Near side three ball by Hartle. Look out, he's got it. Wow. Lucas Hartle dreams of beauty.
Well, we saw them play their very first game. We haven't seen them since. And I know that there's been a lot of improvement with the kids besides Regula.
He is just a 10th grader, Lucas Hartle. Pumped home a big one, 11-7 Tigers. 34 seconds to go, first quarter. On the Tiger logo at midcourt, it's Finkenbein. Picked up by Nolan Fark. 25-24. Finkenbein still dribbling. He's unguarded. Let's see if Nolan Fark comes out to check him more tightly.
Well, the problem is if you do, he's going to go around you.
Righto. That's what he wants to happen, Finkenbein. Down to eight, down to seven. Finkenbein, left-hand dribble. Starts a drive, pulls up, fires it in. Top of the circle with 2 seconds to go. Jackson center heaves it short from 60 feet. Finkenbein dribbled away the final 35, 40 seconds. Really didn't penetrate, but maybe a step or two, and he launched home a darn near 30-footer. First quarter in the books, Jackson center 11 and a 10 on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Additional Shelby County League clubs in action tonight. The Fort Loramie girls unbeaten, hosting West Liberty Salem. Houston boys are at Minster. Fairlawn is playing Troy Christian in the Pickwell Holiday event. And, of course, this game tonight, Anna Jackson Center. Marion Local at Botkins boys tomorrow. Tip off about 1:30 or so. We've got the game for you. We start the second quarter. Jackson center up one and doing a double, triple spin move in the lane. Nolan Fark nearly walked. No call. Jackson center maintains possession. Here's Roberts. Top of the circle. Swish! That's a three-pointer. Good looking shot from downtown by Bryson Roberts. How many different Tigers have scored, Chuck?
That is five now.
Wow. You talk about balance with an uppercase B. That's it. Here's Zach Gambus, head of the key. Popping out to catch is Dosik for Anna. Ball rotated to Cobb, 25 feet away on the left. Having checked in for Anna is Carter Siegel. Thought I saw Carter out there. No, I don't.
Get to the rack! Go!
Going out to get it, 25 feet away is Chase Murray. Murray starts a drive, pulls up, chucks up an 18-footer, short, no good. Rebound pinballed around. Jackson Center's got it with a four-point lead. Tigers storm up the floor to Roberts. Roberts gives it out high to Hartle. Shake and bake, right then left. Fadeaway shot in the lane. Fitting and scoring! 16-10, Jackson Center looking mighty good.
Where did this sophomore come from? That's pretty impressive.
6:25 to go, second quarter. Jackson Center is pretty sharp. Zach Ambus crossed the top of the circle, loops it into the corner to Cobb. Wants to go baseline and Hartle can't do it. 25 feet out at Chase Murray. Gives it up in the right corner to Dosik. Starts to drive into the lane. Slipped, almost walked. Gave it up on the arc to Cobb. Cobb gets a screen from Finkenbein. Back to McCain. McCain 30 feet out. Picked up by Nolan Fark. Cross court pass to Ambus. And Ambus faked the three. Drove to the rim. might have walked at the same time he was fouled, and the break goes in his way. Yep, every call they make, somebody doesn't have to, place doesn't like.
Yeah, that's what I've said about officiating. That's why I've done some of it, Chuck, in the last 50 years, because I know I'm going to be at least 50% right.
Half of them are going to love you when you walk out of the gym.
Here's a long three by Finkenbein for Anna. Deep right corner. No good. Off the heel. Rebound to the Tigers. Up six. Here's Bryson Roberts stepping into a triple. Short. No good. Strong rebound inside by Regula. Anna needs a timeout. 8-point lead. Tigers. Regula crashes the boards. 5:36 to go. Second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
And so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Laramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. As we say hello to Nick Fullenkamp, Tim Sherman, all the staff and associates at Custom Foam. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Laramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. Anna's got to get some offense running. It's been sluggish. Great D by Jackson Center so far. And the Tigers' lead has swollen to 8 points, 18 to 10. Just over five to go, second quarter. Rockets work it out high. It's Chase Murray. Stambus 25 feet away. On top, Finkenbein. Finkenbein stymied there momentarily by Nolan Fark. Fark at 6'2" has defended Finkenbein mighty well. Here's Finkenbein starting a drive. Pulls up into the lane. 10-footer. Rolling. Good. He's got 10 of the 12. Every inch of the rim. That ball caught iron. Feather-like touch for Finkenbein. 18 to 12. Anna 6. Ball thrown to the post. Here's Mullenauer ducking under. Overshooting. Hacked on the arm. He'll get two. Goes against Cobb. Couple free throws coming for Jackson Center's Jace Mullenauer. Camden Reese is 6'3", the biggest Tiger on the roster. Good overall height, though. And the Fark and Regula are 6'1 and a half, 6'2". Foul shot by Mullenauer right through. 19 to 12, Tigers over the Rockets, 4:37 left here in the second quarter. Second shot by Mullenauer. Front rim, backboard, it trickles good. A lot of iron, eventually hit the glass, kissed in. Two free throws by Mullenauer, extending Jackson Center's lead to 8, 20 to 12. Finkenbein's got the ball, 25 feet away on the left.
Bad.
Good feed for Ambus. Caught it, scored. Wow.
How did he even see him? And what a great back cut by Zach Ambus.
Yes, indeed. Ambus sliced to the rim, got behind the Tigers' defense, and Finkenbein hit him with a bullet. 20 to 14, Anna down 6. Jackson Center in possession, 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Baseline driver Regula, might have been fouled, shot blocked. Rebound Regula, got it. Persistence by Carson Regula.
Yeah, he got hammered on the first shot because luckily he got the rebound.
Yep. Good follow through by Regula. He stayed with it, 22 to 14. Jackson Center by 8. Here's Chase Murray, thinking by top of the circle. Wants to maneuver into the lane. Push off foul against the Tigers. It is common. Ball out of bounds to Anna.
And if the scoreboard is correct, Chuck, well, that's number two on the Tigers.
Yeah, five total in the game.
Pretty good defense by Jackson Center on Anna, committing only two fouls, holding the Rockets to 14 points for more than a quarter and a half. Ambus top of the circle for Anna with the ball. Left wing, Finkenbein wants to get a screen, can't do it. Jostles his way into the lane. Off balance, left-handed banker goes down.
Took some contact and kept his eye on the rim.
Heck of a play by Finkenbein. 22-16. Jackson Center with 6, 3:13 to go here in the second quarter. Mullenauer, 25 feet away, gives it up to Lucas Hartle. Finkenbein on him. Hartle weaves a bounce pass into Camden Reese. He goes to work on the Anna defender. Shoots and scores. Nicely done. Over the top of Chase Murray. Camden Reese. Good looking field goal there out of the post. Jackson Center by 8. 24-16, 2:48 to go here in the second quarter. Finkenbein, high left, steps into a triple. No good off the back iron. Fuelskamp goes to the rebound, can't get it. Mullenauer's got it. One-on-two break. Blocked on the play by Anna, but a foul. Mullenauer will get a couple at the stripe. 2:35 left here in the second quarter. And the lead for Jackson Center is 8. Tigers can push it to 10, their widest advantage of this game. So far, Jackson Center's done a real nice job, Chuck, shutting down everybody else with the exception of Finkenbein.
Yep, well, that's just kind of what Anna's been used to all season long. They finally got a good game out of some kids against Rushi and won the basketball game.
Yep. Mullenauer, no good on the first of two at the stripe. Kellen Riker, the 5'11 junior, has been in the last minute or so for Jackson Center. Failed to recognize that. He steps off the court momentarily. Second free throw by Mullenauer. His dead center. 25-16, Tigers. Biggest lead, 2:25 to go, second quarter. Scattered floor, Jackson Center missed a steal. Fuelskamp open, wild pass. Finkenbein tracked it down in the right corner. Got shoved, no foul. Ball thrown to Fuelskamp in the lane. On the arc to the three-point shooter. Ambus nails it. 25-19, the lead for Jackson Center, 6. 2 minutes to go, second quarter. We'll have a two-minute radio station break at the end of the second period. Quick, fantastic drive to Jackson Center. Baseline left, Carson Regula, back to the basket, fake left, went right. Heck of a spin move, got the goal, and he was fouled. It's an 8-point game, timeout, Anna, 1:54 to go, second quarter. Tigers lead at 27-19 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderley and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Yep, here we go. The final, a minute 54 of quarter number two. Jackson Center is in the lead by 8. It's been as much as 9, and a chance to go there again as Carson Regula attempts to complete a 3-point play. Carson, a 6'1 senior. And he completes the trifecta the old-fashioned way. Pops home the foul shot. 28-19. Jackson Center in the lead by 9. Ambus to midcourt for Anna. Anna motioning. Finkenbein pops out to get it. 30 feet from the rim. Fark on him. Finkenbein fakes left, goes right, cuts into the lane. Little soft floater. Good. Right in front.
Put four of the Anna kids on this side of the floor and said, go do it.
And Finkenbein motor to the rim. Couldn't be guarded well enough. And a little teardrops several feet away in the paint area. Right down through. 28-21. Anna trails by 7. deep in the left corner with the ball for Jackson Center. It's Regula. Regula, spin move in the lane. Wild left-hand shot. No good. And a bench furious.
Thought double dribble.
Yep, thought Regula turned it over in the corner. There was no whistle. And then about five or six dribbles later, Regula darted through the paint, hooked up a wild shot, had no chance to make it, but he drew a two-shot foul. Minute five to go, second quarter, 28-21 Jackson Center. Free throw by Regula, swish. 29-21, 8-point lead Jackson Center. Second shot by Regula. One bounce, a second, a third, spins the ball in his hands. It's on the way. No good. Off the back brace. Rebound fought for in the corner. Juleskamp throws it off a Tiger. Well done. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Anna Ball. Jackson Center 29, Anna 21. A minute three to go, first half. So many thanks to Barker Insurance. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker has earned a reputation second to none. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, life, or business insurance program for you. Finkenbein passes to Ambus. Swisharoo. Wow, what a shot. Ambus from way out.
Well, they're shading everything on his side of the floor, and he's going to find the open man.
Yep, Ambus took advantage. You're right. Nobody was on him tightly, and he spliced in a triple. 30 seconds to go, first half. Anna within five. Jackson Center's got the ball. Nolan Fark coming out to catch. Kellen Reichert. Reichert looks at his teammates. Deals to Fark. Now Camden Reese. 5-point lead. Jackson Center. 16 fouls on Anna. Jackson Center's in the bonus. 12, 11, 10 seconds to go. Second quarter. Fark gives it up to Hartle. 5 to play. Hartle, high right, steps back, unloads the three, missed it, no good. Rebound, Juleskamp, and the first half finishes. Jackson Center up by 5 at the break. As we were saying, Barker Insurance, the number one insurance agency in the region, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and more. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. That's 492-1857. 2-minute radio station break coming up. Our second quarter has closed out. Jackson Center by 5 over Anna, 29-24 on scores.guest.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman Supply. supply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
And welcome back here to Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Good game going. 5-point lead, Jackson Center over Anna. It has been as much as 9. Little mini run by Anna to close out the second quarter, pumping home 8 of the period's final 12 points. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Yep, Riemann Drywall and Anna give your home or business that clean, eye-catching, professional look. We offer drywall repair, patching, finishing, installation, plastering, paint prep, high customer satisfaction. You'll benefit from the 20-year Riemann reputation. Riemann hangs your wall board and installs your ceilings with exact precision. If you are within an hour from Shelby County and you need drywall work done, Riemann Drywall in Anna, a call away, 937-538-0513, 538-0513. Drywall done right the Riemann way. Steven Ted's in Anna, your friendly local HVAC plumbing and electrical experts. At Steven Ted's, we service, repair, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems, and offer complete plumbing and electrical services. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted's in 2002 and quickly built a very good reputation for quality products and super prices. And we'll make your budget deliver energy and cost savings for many years to come. Flexible finance options at Steve and Ted's, 8315 State Route 119 West in Anna. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted, your local Lennox dealer, proud to offer only the finest heating and cooling products. Halftime here at Jackson Center, 29-24, Tigers over the Rockets. Our report with Chuck here at the break, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, the Tigers have an 11-6 rebounding advantage, 4-2 on the offensive boards. Both teams, with the pressure defense that was being played, only turned it 2 times. Anna did not go to the free throw line, which is the reason that some of the coaches are a little upset down there. 5-for-7 for Jackson Center from the free throw line. Individual scoring for Anna, 14 for McCain Finkenbein, 8 for Zach Ambus, and 2 for Aiden Huelskamp. Only 3 young men scoring. They scored 10 and 14, 24 for the half. Jackson had Carson Regula with 10. They got 7 from Lucas Hartle. They got 5 from Jay Smullenauer, 3 from Bryson Robert, and 2 each from Camden Reese and Nolan Fark. They scored 11 and 18, and they outscored them 29-24 for the first half.
Chuck, what do you think will happen differently in the third and fourth quarters?
Well, you know what? I'm not absolutely sure. I know that they're going to they got to figure out a way to get somebody besides Ambus and Finkenbein scoring, because they're going to, Jackson's going to, with the 5-point lead, they're going to let the other guys shoot the basketball. They're going to do everything they can to try to stop Finkenbein. I mean, they held him to 14. That's not really holding him in the first half. And on the other end of the court, boy, they are playing balanced basketball, taking good shots. I think we'll continue to see that in the second half.
And that is our halftime report, brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Jackson Center 29, Anna 24 on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising
raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Yep, that's the Tiger Pep Band striking up in the background. I tell you what, it is extremely noisy, this Tiger Pep Band. I love it. Enjoy coming here. The food is great. The concession, outstanding. The Pep Band, superb. Thank goodness it's on the other side of the floor, because if it was next to us, you probably wouldn't hear much play-by-play or color. You'd hear a lot of drums and tubas. But a nice crowd on hand 2 days here before Christmas Day. Don't forget tomorrow, it is Botkins at home against Marion Local. Fine contest on tap tomorrow. Tip-off around 1:30. Airtime in the vicinity of 1 o'clock. Thank you so much. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center could not have gotten off the ground in 2006 here at Scores Broadcast without the help from LaCal Equipment, Mary Lee Smock, Roger Dietrich, all the staff and associates at LaCal Equipment. We wish you a happy holiday season, and thank you so, so much at LaCal Equipment. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all, and very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A take-home test for the coronavirus is available for just $32. Open 10 to 6 Monday to Friday. Closed from 1 to 2. Open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. 596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup. Doing everything well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness to keep you well. Anna Rockets in possession to start the third quarter. McCain Finkenbein around traffic on the arc. Splits two Tigers as he steers his way toward the rim. He's pinned and fouled. And he got the ball up on the backboard and has given two free throws here. 5-point game. It's been as much as 9. Free throw by Finkenbein rolling in. 29-26. Jackson Center creeping right back into it. Finkenbein again. Good. It was 29-24 at the half. It's now 29-26. Finkenbein starts play here in the first 15 seconds of the third quarter with two made foul shots. Jackson Center with possession. Outside the arc on the right, it's Hartle. Straightaway Mullenauer pulls up at the elbow. Spins it in and out. Long rebound. Ambus traces it down for Anna. Backcourt to Finkenbein. Here come the Rockets. Finkenbein, shake and bake move, spins into the lane, stolen by Millenauer. Here's a three-on-one break. Camden Reese on the finish. He blew it. Strong rebound. Good. Millenauer for Jackson. 31-26, Tigers capitalizing on the steal and the bust out. A couple of free throws by Finkenbein to start the half. Then the bucket by Millenauer. Amba sets up, lines up the three ball. He zings it in. Zach Ambus wasn't guarded. Oh, he is spot on when that opened. 31-29. Here's a near palming violation by Jackson Center. Out of control. Driving into the lane. It's coughed up on the play by Hartle. Anna's got it. 2-point game. 90 seconds into the second half. Anna with a chance to go ahead. thing in mind. Hand off to Ambus. Ambus at the Tiger logo at midcourt. Popping out to catch Finkenbein. Looks to the interior. Being checked by Fark. Fakes left, goes right, fires right corner to Cobb. Cobb doesn't shoot. Back to Ambus, back to Finkenbein. High left point. Finkenbein scoots into the lane, pulls up, gives it to Yoskamp. Stolen by Fark. Good theft. Fine pickpocket by Fark of Jackson Center. Gives it up down the floor to a teammate. It's Carson Regula. He bolts toward the basket. Bumped on the play by Anna.
As the third foul on Albers. He hadn't played much at all.
Number three on Grant. 2 minutes into the third quarter. Jackson Center has seen its 9-point lead get shaved down to two. Top of the circle. On the bounce is Hartle. Hartle whips it left side to Camden Reese for the Tigers. He goes to Mullenauer at the short corner. So that's Nolan Fark. Fadeaway shot, skidded off the rim. Rebound down to Anna. Little off balance was the shooter. Anna tries to tie it up or take the lead. Finkenbein, 30-footer off to the left. A lot of contact below the rim. Shove off against Regula. Jackson Center's Carson Regula caught with his hand in the cookie jar, shoving Hayden Yoskamp in the middle of the back. Anna's ball out of bounds, down two. Open player, Finkenbein, low on the right. Got the pass from Ambus. Couldn't get it to go, but a foul called against Jackson Center. Well done play, everything except the shot, which trickled off the rim. But Finkenbein has a couple free ones to knot this game up.
Well, they can't be happy to lose Finkenbein on an inbounds play, that's for sure.
Free throw, Finkenbein, good. 31-30. Jackson Center by one. Finkenbein for the tie. Eyes the basket. Makes it. We're even. 31-31. A 16-6 run by Anna. Dribbling down the floor. Camden Reese outside the arc on the right. Foul line. Below the stripe. Tees left corner to a teammate. Long triple. Regular. Short. No good. Rebound. Mullenauer took it to the rim and laid it through. Wow, Mullenauer is so feisty. He's getting offensive rebounds and going right to the rim. Tigers get a timeout up to 5:12 left, third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket? Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Oh, what a game. Turning into a good one. 33-31. Last field goal by Jackson Center lifted the Tigers to a 2-point edge. Just over five to play, third quarter. Coming to midcourt on the bounce. It is Finkenbein behind the back dribble. Feeds high right to Ambus. Cutting toward the rim is Dosik. They can't find him. Ball reversed. And back to Ambus. Outside the arc. Right flank.
Wow.
Swish! Swish!
That's his fourth three.
Triple by Ambus. He's got four of them. 34-33. Anna by one. Boy, you don't find Zach Ambus. He will make you pay more often than not. Jackson Center with possession. Here's Mullenauer at the elbow on the left. Goes to Camden Reese in the left corner. Out high to Carson Regula, picked up on the play by Dosik. Into the post, back to the basket. Fark maneuvers on Finkenbein. A nice. Banker, got it.
Nice move.
Beautifully done by Nolan Fark. He went down to the post, took Finkenbein to the block. 35-34, Jackson Center up one. 4 minutes left, third quarter. Here's Zach Ambus, 30 feet away, straight away to Yoskamp. Outside the arc on the right, it goes to Finkenbein, looks for the cutter, can't find him. Finkenbein on the bounce, switch by Jackson Center. Regula picks up McCain. McCain splits two defenders down the lane, he's tripped. He shoveled the ball toward the rim. Let's see if it's called in the act of shooting.
No, it was on the floor. Heck of a job of getting the ball up to the rim, though.
McCain
almost made the shot.
Yeah, Finkenbein tried to sell the two-shot foul. The official was not baited. 35-34, Jackson Center up one, 3:49 left, third quarter. Finkenbein, high left, behind a screen from Yulskamp. Buries it, buries it. Woo! Wow. 37-35, Anna Batu. Anna's biggest lead of this game, 3.5 to go, third quarter. Deep left corner with the ball, Hartle. Goes opposite corner to Reichert. Kellen Reichert chucks up a three, short, no good. Rebound Finkenbein, and he falls out of bounds.
He knew he was bumped, but he was bumped by his own player. 37 points for Anna, 35 of those between Ambus and Finkenbein.
There you go. What a duo. Jackson Center ball down two. Baseline left. It goes in on the plate of Regula. He fumbles, stolen by Dosik. Dosik rips down the floor, and crashing into him is a Tiger player. 3:18 to go, third quarter, and up two, common foul. Look at the scoreboard, Chuck. 5 team fouls on Jackson Center.
Yeah, they had 2 in the first half.
Yes. That's big. Who gets to the 1-1 first in a tight game? Ball inbounded to Finkenbein. Anna leads it to 2, 37-35. Finkenbein deals. Left wing, Ambus. He's guarded by Reichert now. Ball revolved around the top of the circle to Finkenbein. Looks for Ambus cutting. Ambus gets a deep right corner. Zach to McCain. Now Dosik outside the arc on the left. Ball fed to Cobb. They clear out for Cobb. He doesn't drive. Still dribbling. Picked up by Hartle. Now Drew Dosik to Finkenbein at the Tiger logo. Camden Reese is shifting on to Finkenbein here on this possession. Deep left corner pass to Cobb, who hits it. He hits it. Wow. Holy cow. Finkenbein with a laser-like pass cross court to Bryce Cobb, and he drilled an extreme corner triple. And Anna's up 5, holding as Jackson Center brings the ball into the half court. Foul on Anna.
That is 8 threes now by the Rockets. 8.
Boy, this McCain Finkenbein, we talked about him, Chuck, being a multiple threat player. His passing is fantastic. The synergy on this Anna team between Finkenbein and the other players right now, marvelous.
Yeah, early, I mean, it was just him, and now they got people scoring.
Here's Mullenauer in the post for Jackson Center. Feeds it off on the play to Reese, bobbles, and Jackson Center manages to get it back. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Camden Reese, 30 feet away, looks for Mullenauer on top. They post up Regula down inside. He's pinned by two green jerseys, fouled. It's common. Minute 57 to go, third quarter. Jackson Center down 5 to Anna. Boy, this has been a 14-point swing since the mid to late part of the second quarter of this game. 25-16 at one point in favor of Jackson Center. 9-point spread. And since then, Anna scored 24. Jackson Center, 10. Baseline right of the rim. Carson Regula to feed. He's the playmaker. Can't find someone. Does deal to Kellen Reichert in the right corner. He's guarded by Cobb. Reichert handoff to Camden Reese. Baseline right around two players. Goes to Roberts on the arc of the jump shooter. Three ball by Regula. In and out, no good. Rebound, Anna. Finkenbein storms down to Ambus. Shot fake. Navigates the lane. Poked away from behind. One-on-one run out. Regula to the rack. Got it. Oh, what a drive. But Carson Regula went right around Finkenbein. Turnover, Anna. Cost him 2 at the other end. Anna was shooting, Chuck, to go up 7 or 8.
Yep, turned it and came down score. That was a huge possession both ways.
Yes. 40-37, Anna. Minute 9 to go, third quarter.
Cross-court pass, moving screen, Rockets. Called against maybe Chase Murray, not sure. That's two possessions in a row. Anna coughs up the ball.
I didn't see. They called it on Dosik. That's his third. I didn't see what he did.
And mark it down with a minute 20 to go in the third quarter. Anna led by 5, 40-35. It's now 40-37. Token pressure backcourt by Anna as we near the 1 minute mark. Third quarter of this game. Ball being walked up to Camden Reese. Goes to Hartle. Near side Camden. On the court is Bryson Roberts. Good feed down inside to the cutter. Kellen Reichert scores. And a foul called. Camden Reese to Kellen Reichert for the finish. Chance for a three-point play and a tie.
Yep, well, this game's going to go down to the wire. These are two very evenly matched teams.
They usually do. I did a little bit of research. I think 6 of the last 8 games between the two clubs, 1 or 2 possessions. Free throw, Kellen Reichert is right on the button, and we're tied up at 40. 42 seconds to go, third quarter. Anna led by 5. 80 seconds ago. It's now an even Steven game, 40-40. Midcourt with the ball. McCain Finkenbein just dribbling away seconds. Camden Reese, 8 feet from him. Not in guarding position. No 5-second count is on. Here's Ambus with 18-17. Finkenbein maneuvers in the lane without the ball. Now Finkenbein pops out to catch with 12 to go. He steps back and shoots the 3 way off to the left. And trying to save below the backboard is Murray. He flips it in off the reverse side of the glass.
That was a little early. I don't care where he shoots the 3 from, but that was a little early in the clock.
6.1 to go. Roberts at midcourt for Jackson Center. No good. Third quarter ends, 40-40 tie. We've got a thriller here in Tiger Country on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop. Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567 0878 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. CellphoneShopDayton.com.
I'd like to tell you that Myers Tavern in Botkins is the favorite of the home crowd right there in Botkins, and also those that come to us from towns all around. Myers Tavern, 303 North Main, Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal at Myers Tavern in Botkins. Breakfast starts at 6. Omelets are terrific. And outstanding strip loin steak dinners are just $12.50. We've got a foul as we start play in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center possession. Team fouls. 5 on the Tigers, 6 on Anna. Dosik collided with a Jackson Center player. Game tied at 40. We kick off play here in the fourth quarter.
That's the fourth foul on Dosik. We're going to get Albers back in there with 3.
Ball inbounded by Mullenauer. Straight away. Gives to teammate Kellen Reichert. Outside the arc on the right, it's Roberts. Now dish to Hartle on the arc. Camden Reese. Cross court Hartle. Sized up for 3. Didn't shoot it. Nearly bobbled and walked. No call. Baseline drive by Jackson Center. A good tie-up by Anna. Albers clawed the ball loose. It goes out of bounds. Reichert to the leg of Albers over the end line. And it will be Jackson Center possession.
7:18 to go here in the fourth. We're tied at 40. Anna's led by as many as five. Jackson Center by as much as nine. Ball fed left corner to Fark. Fark gives it up to Hartle, to Fark. Into the lane. He walked. Good defense by Anna. They smothered Fark, and he took steps.
Yeah, I mean, that was great defense. They collapsed on the ball. He had nowhere to go.
1 minute gone, fourth quarter, tied at 40 here on scorersbroadcast.com. Deep left corner, three ball by Cobb for Anna. Clangs off the rim. Good offensive rebound, though, by Hulskamp. Anna's got it back. Now to Finkenbein between the circles. Finkenbein, high post, Hulskamp. Backdoor Cobb, kicked on the play of a Jackson center. Good alert call by the official who detected that.
Good job by Hartle to get a foot on that because he got beat back door and made the move to keep it. This is Anna's ball.
Ball inbounded low in the right to Ambus. Ambus to the rim. Blocked on the play. Blocked the Jackson center. 2-on-1. Regula hit the other end. Inbounds by Anna. Spoiled the Jackson center. Leaking out was Regula. 42-40, Jackson Center. Seven straight for the Tigers. Finkenbein back into the paint. Soft shot from six. No good. Long rebound, though, to Ambus. Finkenbein missed one there. He will almost always make. Albers is fouled low on the left. It's common. Six on each team. Ball out of bounds to Anna. Down two, 42-40. Nice little string here of seven in a row by the Tigers. Thinking by a deep left corner. Throws to Albers in the post. Back to the basket. Spins. Has an open player on the right. Can't find him. Hooks it up. Short. Rebound Jackson Center. Quickly baseline left. It's Fark. Below the rack. Good! Nolan Fark. Fine drive. He started from 50 feet out. He could not be stopped. Nine in a row for the Tigers. 5:50 left in the fourth. Finkenbein, top of the circle. Throws to Ambus in the corner. Almost out of bounds. And then a push off to Jackson Center as Ambus gave it back to McCain. He was bumped, and it's the bonus.
I'm looking right down the center line. I know Coach Elkert thought it was over and back. It was not. And that was a silly foul right there to bump him into the backcourt.
That was a very good no call on the over and back.
It didn't go. His foot did go over. Yeah. He was about a half an inch from it.
Yeah. Chuck, you're on 149-yard line. I'm on the other 49. We're right at the 50. We had a great view. Finkenbein misses the 1-1. Rebound Jackson Center. 44-40 Tigers. What a drive. Regula. Wow. Carson Regula took it 40 feet, bolted to the rim, would not be denied. And Anna needs a timeout. What a flurry, but Jackson Center, Tigers are growling. Up 6, 11 in a row, but Jackson Center, 5:27 to go in the game. 46-40 Tigers on scoresbroadcast.com.
Barker Insurance can customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program. We represent insurance firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker Insurance has been the number one most valued agency in our area. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance. That's for sure. On County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857.
Another quick plug for Myers Tavern in Botkins, about which we spoke a few minutes ago. Myers, proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. The omelets in the morning are great. So are those strip loin steak dinners at night. Phone 937-693-8271, 693-8271. Place your carryout from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. So many thanks tonight to our radio station sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and DC Sports in Sydney. And with another empty possession, a turnover. Here comes Regula down the floor for the Tigers. Inside to Mullenauer. Bank shot, no good. Offensive rebound, Mullenauer. It's stripped, but he's hacked on the play. Mullenauer going to work on the inside. He has been a dynamo, Chuck, on the offensive glass.
Well, I'm not sure that I've seen a game all year that the momentum is just swung by both teams back and forth.
Free throw, Mullenauer. Got it. 47-40 in favor of Jackson Center. 12 in a row for the Tigers.
Jace has 10, and there's 11.
Jackson Center, what a spurt. Trailed 40-35 late in the third quarter, and they have reeled off 13 straight. And the Tigers have separated from Anna by 8 points. Jackson Center's biggest lead was much earlier in this game by 9 at 25-16. Top of the circle, Hulskamp. Anna needs a hoop in the worst way. Near side to Cobb. Boy, Jackson Center flipped the switch, Chuck. Tigers have been red hot last few minutes. Hayden Hulskamp, top of the circle, right side to Cobb. Bryce Cobb's got it for Anna. Swings it to Ambus. On him tightly is Nolan Fark. Left baseline, Dosik caught in a jam. On the arc, Hulskamp into the lane. Bounces to Ambus in the right corner. He's not open. Jackson Center doing a solid job right now in Finkenbein and Ambus. We near the 4 minute mark. Jackson Center by 8. Finkenbein head of the key. Whips a pass left corner to Cobb. Jackson Center covers him up. Super defense by the Tigers. Finkenbein steps back. Long, long 32 footer. Way off the mark. He settled for that one. And Jackson Center's D is getting it done. 3:48 to go, fourth quarter. Both teams in the bonus. Dribble drive, Hartle, foul line. To Reese, to Mullenauer at the elbow on the right. Doubled up. Back to Camden Reese. Boy, you can bet the Tigers will dribble away some clock here. Here's a baseline pass for Mullenauer. Touch by Anna. Touch by Jackson. Out of bounds to the Rockets.
He got himself into traffic. He needed to turn that back out and let that clock go.
Yep. 3:28 to go. Jackson Center in the lead by 8, 48-40. Finkenbein fakes left, goes right. Right corner to Cobb. Sets, shoots the three. Short. Rebound popped up in the air. Mullenauer's got it for Jackson Center. He dashes down the floor. Nearly walked. Gave it up to the three-point shooter. It is no good around and out by Hartle. Tie up on the rebound. As Hulskamp and Reese play tug of war. Both hit the deck. Arrow favors the Rockets.
I'll tell you what, they Jackson made a switch defensively, and they moved Reese over on to Finkenbein, and they've done a pretty nice job on him since then.
Yeah, so good that Anna's not scored, here in the fourth quarter. 5 minutes, nothing to show on the scoreboard for Anna. Anna trailed 40-35 with under 2 minutes left in the third, and since that point in time, it's been a 13-0 whitewash. The Jackson Center, which really got charged up at the right time. In the nick of time, because Anna had sneaked ahead by 5. 2:58 to go in the game. The lead is 8 for Jackson Center. Finkenbein shot fake. He digs his way into the lane. Shovels it toward the rim. Got shoved. No call. Rebound Jackson Center. 2:42 to go. Tigers in business. Camden Reese, 35 feet away, picked up by Hulskamp. Ball dropped off on the play to teammate Fark. Finkenbein checks him at the Tigers logo. Coming out to catch is Hartle. Here's Regula. Cobb guards him. Now Fark. Both teams in the bonus. 2:22 to go. Camden Reese starts to drive. Bounce pass right corner to Mullenauer. Get the elbow on the right. Back to Camden Reese. Head coach Scott Elkert says, run the motion offense and utilize clock. 2:05 to go. In the lane, Regula spins, ducks under, and gets it to go. Regula survived contact, came close to traveling, scored the 2 points anyway, and it's a 10-point game. Finkenbein right down the lane, all the way to the rim, scored it, but there was a whistle long before.
They decline it, they'll take the basket.
Yes. Anna doesn't have that option, though. 15 in a row by Jackson Center, and that sums up the story.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, Finkenbein in the fourth quarter missed the front end of the one-on-one. He's missed a couple of shots. That's basically what he's got. And nobody scored yet for him.
Tell you what, Chuck, Regula and Mullenauer are not tall kids, but down around the basket, they are pretty slippery, tough customers.
Strong, both kids.
Yep.
And they don't look that strong, but
no,
they are.
They are.
Yep.
Free throw by Finkenbein is good. First point for Anna in 9 minutes and 30 seconds. Second shot good. 50-42, Jackson Center by 8. Ball dribbled up over the timeline by the Tigers' Fark. Loops it left side to Hartle. Popping out to catch Mullenauer. Swings it near side to Reese. 50-42. Jackson Center milking time. Milking time. Regula slides into the lane. Late dish to Fark. Layup is good. Well done. Jackson Center brought Anna out high to double team. And then Jackson Center attacked the rim. Finkenbein foul line. Triple team goes right corner to Cobb. Shoots the bomb. No good. Rebound pinballed around. Jackson Center's got it. 3-on-1. Regula. Good! Regula took it to the rack and a foul. What a spurt. The Jackson Center and the Rockets have not scored a field goal in the last nearly 10 minutes. And with the score at 54-42, basket good, but Regula. Foul on Finkenbein of Anna. He hit the floor hard on his back. Head coach Nate Barhorst of Anna comes out to check on McCain, who's a little wobbly as he gets up. 1:07 to go, and Jackson Center has seemingly, Chuck, wow, turned this into a double-digit victory.
Well, they tell you what a run they've had here.
Yep.
The last half of the third quarter, the entire fourth quarter.
Yep, these Tigers are extremely explosive. Just a matter of time before these shot makers and head coach Scott Elkert's got about 7 or 8 of them. Just a matter of time before these young kids who played together now for a few years really started to click without Aiden Reichert. And it looks like Jackson Center is going to make a move here in the Shelby County Athletic League. McCain Finkenbein walks toward the bench. He got a pretty loud jolt.
Yeah.
He was smacked really hard. And trying to stop Regula. Excuse me.
Well, that was a strong basket by Regula
because
Finkenbein hammered him.
Yes. McCain really pounded on him, trying to make sure that Regula didn't score the 2 points. But he drove hard to the rim. Very formidable effort by Regula. Got the ball to roll in. He and Finkenbein hit the deck. McCain got the worst of it. Finkenbein is out of the game. Free throw by Regula, good. 55-42. Here's a drive by Cobb of Anna. Up and in from the left corner. 55-44. 61 seconds to go. First field goal by Anna. Since about 2 minutes remained in the third quarter, Jackson Center has really turned it on. Timeout called on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing, plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, 4 locations, 1 solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
And this was anybody's game through the first 24 minutes after three quarters. It was 40-40 entering the fourth. Here's a steal by Ambison backcourt. Took it away from Mullenauer. Driving layup is in. 55-46, 9-point lead, Jackson Center. That's a difference of three made threes. Finkenbein is back out on the floor for Anna, which fouls Lucas Hartle of Jackson Center with 46.7 to go in the fourth quarter.
Jackson Center is 9 for 11 from the free throw line.
That's how you win pretty tight games in the Shelby County League. Make them from the stripe. Get to the 1-1 as early as you can in the second half and sink free throws. Hartle's got it. 10 of 12. That'll win you games at home every time. Second shot here for Hartle of Jackson Center. Couple of dribbles. It's on the way, and he buries another. 57-46, Jackson Center by 11. Finkenbein to midcourt, guarded by Camden Reese. Here's a 30-footer by Ambus. High right. Hits the rim, backboard no good. Rebound Mullenauer, outlet to Reese. 35 seconds to go. Cross court to Regula. Regula's held by Ambus near midcourt. 11-point game. Anna on top, or I should say, at Jackson Center on top. Anna Rockets, just two buckets since late in the third quarter. Wow. 6.4 for Anna. Rockets were shut out for three-fourths of this fourth quarter. Carson Regula at the stripe. Double bonus situation, and he drops it in.
22 for Carson.
Now, this young man here in his senior year becoming a star player for the Tigers. As Chuck has noted time and time again, Regula can sink the three. He'll post up on you. He's so strong in the lane, too. 59-46, both foul shots good. Gosek nearly walked to Ambus out of the left corner. Long three-pointer, bouncing, no good. Rebound Mullenauer tries to squeeze his way out of trouble and he's fouled.
Not sure why you foul at this point.
Nope, 17.7 to go. 13-point game in favor of the Tigers. Jackson Center really put the foot to the pedal, Chuck, late in that third quarter. It's been all Tigers the last 10, 11 minutes of this game.
Well, I was getting ready in the third quarter to crown Anna. And then, boy, what a comeback by Jackson.
Foul shot, Mullenauer up and in. Good games, Mullenauer, Regula. Mullenauer hits twice. 61-46. This is going to look lopsided. When you check out the score tomorrow morning, it was anything but that. Finkenbein boots the ball around at midcourt. He lost it. Jackson Center picked it up, and that'll do it. In a matter of a minute or two, we'll have a two-minute radio station break coming up here very shortly. There's the buzzer. It's all over here at Jackson Center. The Jackson Center Tigers with a remarkable final 10 minutes of this game. Overcome a late third quarter 5-point deficit and defeat the Anna Rockets going away 61-46 with a couple minutes left in the third quarter of this game. Anna was on top by a 40-35 count. The Jackson Center turned it on and got it done, and the Tigers deserved this triumph here tonight. Special performance the Jackson Center. Tigers started the game well and finished the game very well offensively and defensively. Jackson Center Pro Hardware is now in Greenville as well. Jackson Center Pro Hardware in both the communities of Jackson Center and Greenville. Location in Greenville is at 418 South Broadway, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Call Darren Yanks to see him at his new Greenville location, 330-524-3984, 330-524-3984 for the Greenville Pro Hardware Store. And at your local Pro Hardwares, a big sale on DeWalt power tools, plus 11% off solid wood cabinets with soft close doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware Stores in Jackson Center and Greenville can get you beautiful white shaker cabinets in only 3 days. Like them on Facebook, Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson. Convention Center. New location at 418 South Broadway in Greenville. Special prices and professional service at your Pro Hardware stores. Jackson Center in Greenville, Pro Hardware. 2 minute radio station break. 2 minute radio station break as Jackson Center roars from behind and the Tigers beat Anna 61-46 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victorious Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorioushealth.com/radio. That's VICTRESS health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have 3 retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually 4 generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in 6 West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
And we welcome you back here to Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee, where the Jackson Center Tigers have whipped the Anna Rockets 61-46. Anna led 40-35 with a minute 30 to go in the third quarter, as I check my notes. And from that point moving forward, what a spurt. 26 points were scored by Jackson Center over the last 9 minutes plus of this game, holding Anna to just 6. How about that, Chuck? Game finished on a 26-6 run, the Jackson Center.
Well, that's how you win a game by 15. Yeah. I mean, they had a heck of a run, played well, had besides regular, had a couple of other young men that played well tonight. 23 from Carson, then they got 13 from Mullenauer and 9 from Hartle. That's a good-looking sophomore right there.
Yeah.
On the other side, Anna led by McCain Finkenbein with 23. They got 16 from Ambus, and it drops all the way down to 5. By Clancy's players of the game, for Jackson is going to be Carson Regula, and for Anna is going to be Zach Ambus.
Thank you so much, Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7. Complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you. Or should I say a career? A rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
And a big shout out to Jerry Garrett, the general manager at Knox Machinery. Jerry lives in Fort Loramie. Also, we say hello to Nick Meyer, who is a sales engineer at Knox Machinery. He, too, lives in Fort Loramie. Knox Machinery, one of our fine new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com. Our next presentation tomorrow, airtime around 1 from Botkins, Marion Local versus Botkins, D4 boys basketball. Two very big teams go at it. Should be a fine game. Marion Local was playing tonight as the Flyers continue to make up games, having won the D7 football crown again. Thus, basketball at Marion Local starts about a full month late, and they were playing St. Henry tonight. They come right back tomorrow and travel to Botkins to play. Two very big clubs go at it. Two teams unbeaten. Marion Local was 4-0 going into play tonight. Botkins 8-0 on the year. That game tips around 1:30, give or take 10 minutes. Freshman game starts at 11. We're on the air around 1. Should be a good one, Chuck.
Yep, I'm looking forward to it. I've got nothing else to do. Tomorrow's a waste of a day for sports on TV. So, I'll be glad to be up there doing the game.
Again, our radio station sponsors, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Minster Bank, Reese Insurance, Sydney Chiropractic, Sydney Tire, Best One Tire, and TC Sports in Sydney. 15-point win by Jackson Center over Anna. As Jackson Center finished with a flurry, what did we say, a 26-6 run?
Yep.
By the Tigers in the game's final 10 minutes. Our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Be Well, Be Good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster. SECURCOM online at securecom.com. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News and our broadcast partner, WMVR 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. And we just heard from John Hemp, who tuned in late, and he said it was a fine broadcast. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John will give you his very best shot. I want to say hello to the folks at Osgood Bank, which has joined with us again for another year. Until those interest rates go up, it's a great time to buy a home or refinance. Osgood Bank has got you covered, whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from start to finish. Do well, be good, Osgood Bank. Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Loramie, and Indian Lake. Member FDIC, equal housing member. Airtime tomorrow about 1, Marion Local Boys at Botkins. for our radio station audience, for our online audience via scoresbroadcast.com, and for Derek, our board operator at the station, for Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color on-site engineering, Jack Kramer, saying good night to you from here at Jackson Center, where the Tigers have roared from behind and have beaten the Anna Rockets 61-46.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.